Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you, and time again for our Community Corner on KKWC for April 12th. And with me is our state representative, Shannon Latham. We talk with her every Friday about what's happening in the Iowa State House in Des Moines. Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, we were just talking off air a few moments ago. Sounded like a very busy week for you and your colleagues in Des Moines.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we are at that point in the session where it's kind of like hurry up and wait. There's very few bills that we can vote on off the floor right now because, you know, we've gone through two funnel dates and during which both of those deadlines or those funnel dates bills died and dropped off. So we had extensive floor debate this week for remaining bills, probably averaged, I think, about 9 bills a day that we passed. But at this time of the session, we're really focused on the budget. And so the Appropriations Committee this week passed its second budget bill. This one was for the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund or the RIF. And as we've discussed before, every bill must first pass through a subcommittee, then a committee before it goes to the House floor. So this went through the RIF subcommittee, budget subcommittee. Then we passed it through Appropriations Wednesday, and now it will be ready to be debated on the House floor.
Also this week, a big issue there, Shannon, about the Supreme Court arguments when it comes to abortion. This is just an issue that continues to go on and on and on in the state, and I think maybe the House and Senate still working on that. Am I right on that?
Yeah, that's right. So, Pat, we came into special session, I believe it was last June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure what
that was. I think it was June or July.
It was a special session. You're absolutely right. We passed very much that same heartbeat bill saying, hey, if the heartbeat is a sign there's no longer life, when the heartbeat stops, life stops, then we believe it also can be said to be true that when the heartbeat begins, life begins. And so that's the premise of the bill. We passed pretty much that same bill for the second time because it had gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said they didn't believe that the Iowa legislature was I'm trying to remember their exact words. I should have looked it up. But they
That's
were
fine.
Pretty much saying they didn't think we were being thoughtful or intentional. So that is the reason why we passed pretty much that same language for the second time, to send the Supreme Court a message that, yes, it was our intention to say that life begins at a heartbeat. And so Brenna Byrd, our Iowa Attorney General, yesterday was in Hampton, and she said in her remarks last night that if she didn't get to do anything else as Attorney General, that was definitely one of those momentous occasions, being able to argue in front of the Supreme Court why, you know, to defend this very much pro-life bill and that life begins at the heartbeat. So that's where we're at. I'm sure that we will continue to make news for weeks and months to come as we wait for this final decision. And Attorney General Byrd said that usually comes toward the end of a quarter, I believe she said. So maybe we can expect to hear something back from them in June. We'll just have to stay tuned for updates, as I know that it will be continued to be updated in the media.
Again, we're talking with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield, who represents Hamilton County. See that the Boy Scout leader issue was discussed this week in the Iowa Senate. Now it's going on to the Iowa House for some discussion. Boy Scout program has done a lot of good. Hamilton County, Webster City, has been involved with the Boy Scout program for many years. So this will be looked at very soon, this legal settlement for Boy Scout leaders, right?
I would expect the House Republican Caucus to talk about that next week. As like, you know, as we've been talking, the session is very much winding down. Our per diem expense runs out on the 100th day of session, which this year is on the 16th of April. So again, the focus is very much on bringing this session to a close. And before we can do that, that means we have to pass a balanced budget. I saw in the news that, you know, Speaker Grassley had said, look, we just don't believe that there is enough time to give this bill thoughtful consideration. It is a big change, a big departure from the current law right now, I believe. And so I think that's something we'll talk about, you know, in caucus next week. And then, you know, a week from today, we should be able to talk about it on your radio program, Pat. But, you know, I just want to say I was a Girl Scout leader. Well, I was a Girl Scout. My mom was my Girl Scout leader. I was a Girl Scout all the way until I graduated from high school. Then my daughter started in kindergarten, and I was a Girl Scout leader for 11 years. So I believe the scouting program teaches so many valuable life skills. So it is something near and dear to my heart, and I've had a chance to meet the Cub Scout leader and meet some Cub Scouts recently in Webster City. And so, you know, unfortunately, there are a few bad actors, no matter what the program, right? So we definitely want to protect Iowa's children, and I do think it deserves thoughtful attention. So I kind of think more to come on that issue.
Indeed. And as you mentioned too there, Shannon, you'll be talking more about the budget. Do we expect a final day for the legislative session this year?
Well, I have heard rumors that it could happen next week, but we have to pass a budget for every department out of the House Appropriations Committee. Now, all of our budgets in the House side, with the exception of education, have cleared through subcommittee. So I think it will be a very busy week for the House Appropriations. But again, we have to pass them all off the floor. But it wouldn't be hard for us once we, you know, focus on that to get those passed. I don't know. They have to pass the House and the Senate. The House and the Senate, of course, have to agree. Our numbers are not the same right now. So there'll need to be some negotiations going on between the House and the Senate. On what's in their final budget bills as far as, you know, total appropriation. So we'll see how quickly that can be done. I think it will be soon. I just don't know if soon means next week. So.
And just a reminder that you'll be joined by Dennis Guth in Webster City on April 27th in 2 weeks to talk more about the legislative session. Maybe earlier, I don't know, because of what you're alluding to there, Shannon, it could be next week that the session would come to an end from...
It could, but I will still do that forum because I think it will be a great time to do a wrap-up, you know, kind of a wrap-up of what happened in the session. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of legislators who are getting very anxious to get out of session, especially like Senator Guth. Now that the sun is shining, the soil temperatures are warm, there is corn to be planted. There are also legislators eager to start campaigning because they have primary elections. So there's a lot of forces at play for why people want to get things wrapped up here. I also wanted to just mention, Pat, too, because I know there are speed cameras around Webster City, and that is an issue that I received a lot of mail about. And, you know, I received it from people who have received tickets what they believe to be unfairly. I have also been a victim of the speed cameras. I do not agree that they should be given, you know, for 1 mile, 2 miles over. I also know that there are some areas of high crashes or areas, you know, that might be vulnerable, like in school areas. So after listening to, you know, people from both sides of this issue, I did vote to regulate the speed cameras that did pass the Iowa House. And what it would do is that bill also sets a fee schedule. Well, first of all, I should say penalties will not be imposed if a driver is going less than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. The violations will be considered civil infractions. They won't be considered by the DOT when determining driver's license sanctions. And violations will not be considered in the determination of auto insurance premiums. So I think those are important to note. And then this bill did set a fee schedule. So if you're going between 10 and 20 miles an hour over, that's a $75 fine. I mean, if you think about it, if you're going 10 to 20 miles an hour over, especially like in a school zone, I think that's frightening. But then if you're going between 20 and 25 miles an hour over, it's a $100 fine. Between 25 and 30, it's a $250 fine. So the intention was, you know, very much to put some guardrails in place because some cities and counties were definitely abusing the intention of these cameras. And they'll have to apply to the DOT and show that there is a need for that camera. So those are all provisions of that bill. And I just wanted to mention that before we get off the line here today, because that is one of those issues that I definitely heard about from people on both sides of this issue.
Indeed. Of course, we had those cameras installed, but I think it was last fall we had that in Webster City, but well over 6 months that the cameras were first posted on the highways here in Webster City.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, very good. Well, Shannon, we'll talk again next week at the same time.
All right. Thanks so much, Pat. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.